wiretapping our phones may cause civil liberty concerns, but how about virtual tracking of every step you take on the internet? Your likes, interests, even your personal information, like how old you are, whether you're single or married, or how much you weigh? Well, in 2003, librarian Sarah Houghton got tired of having to wander around the internet looking for information about technology and web privacy. So she stopped looking and made a blog of her own. She called it Librarian in Black so that her blog would match her wardrobe. She talked to KALW's Holly McDeed about her fans and her opinions on online privacy.
Using all the potentially offensive stereotypes you can muster, draw a picture of a librarian in your brain. Got it? Does your visualized librarian have gray hair, giant glasses, and is she mouthing the words, "Shh, this is a library"? Well, think again.
I definitely do not fit that description. I think my mom would be the first one to tell you that I'm never hesitant about expressing my opinion.
That's Sarah Houghton. She's the acting library director for the San Rafael Public Library. She's young, has no glasses, and her hair is actually not gray, but is sprinkled with dashes of blue. She has a tattoo on her arm of Alice, as in Alice in Wonderland, and Pooh, as in Winnie the Pooh, reading under a tree.
Okay, all right. So, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Hash browns, roasted tomatoes, roasted
When I sit down to talk to her, she's dressed in all black, which might be why people call her the librarian in black. It's also the name of the blog she's been running since 2003.
Welcome to episode 6 of What Sarah Said. Today's question comes to us from Linda, and she asks, if I have bought a Kindle book and want to lend it to a friend, can I send it to her Kindle to read with the assumption that she will send it back to me when she's finished or delete the book from her Kindle? Well, Linda, no, you can't do that.
It's a blog about technology in libraries, and it gets 1,500 hits a day. This blog has made Houghton the rock star of the librarian world. All right. Part of the reason is because she's not afraid to step on people's toes. Her opinions have gotten her fans around the globe, and they have also made some companies pretty angry.
We're always thinking about, well, how can I make this best for the other person? And so we don't speak out when things go wrong. We just don't say anything. That's how you know something's bad, is the librarians are quiet.
When Houghton started blogging, blogs were just starting to become popular. She was at a conference where librarians were encouraged to start blogs of their own.
You could start one of these magical websites called blogs and reach out to people. And I remember them saying, if you have something to say, this is a way to say it.
It was also one of the few blogs out there about libraries and technology, so she stood out. Because of her signature black, she, the librarian in black, often gets recognized in San Rafael.
People will stop me on the street and say, hey, you're that librarian, or hey, I read that article about you, or hey, didn't you say something that Amazon is keeping all our information? Tell me more about that. So,
when it comes to libraries and technology, a lot has changed since back when Houghton was growing up. Remember card catalogs?
When I was a kid, there was no real technology in libraries. I remember when they first had audio cassettes that you could check out, and that was so exciting.
Librarians were the gatekeepers, and to get anything done, you had to ask the librarian. Now it's different. Everything is stored on the internet.
Now libraries are just, you know, free Wi-Fi hotspots with tons of public computers, laptops you can check out. In some libraries, librarians are using iPads or smartphones to help you find stuff or to look stuff up for you or check stuff out to you even. Self-checkout stations where that's all computerized. I mean, everything is computerized.
As cool as all that sounds, Houghton has some serious concerns. She describes the digital content arena as something like the Wild West. It's a bit lawless, because everyone is still figuring out what works and what doesn't. Meanwhile, library ebook lending has increased up to 400%. She's worried about the fact that libraries don't actually own these ebooks.
The problem is the way that the licensing works with the digital content. Unlike with a physical book or a physical piece of music, libraries don't own it. And so we can't guarantee in any way that we'll still have access to that piece of information.
She's also worried about user privacy.
So hello, Amazon. Hello, Overdrive. And hello, librarians. So I think there are a lot of things about this service that distress me. And as Bobby Newman said...
In what is, in Howden's own words, a video rant, she criticizes the Kindle's practice of storing user information, which could be used to violate the Reader's Privacy Act. This act requires government agencies to obtain a court order before they access records regarding books purchased or loaned to any reader. But when patrons check out library books using a Kindle, they supply all their personal information to Amazon. And librarians won't be able to stop Amazon from giving over the patron's information. As a librarian, this puts Howden in a gray area that leaves her uncomfortable.
Because how do you tell people, well, this great device that works really well and it's the smoothest checkout process of any device or format that we offer here in the library, but it violates your privacy, it jeopardizes your intellectual freedom, and, you know, it might kind of be against state law, but I'm not really sure. How do you say that to people? But I think it's important.
But she's also optimistic. Howden thinks future libraries will be technology hubs and hacker spaces, with things like 3D printers and the latest, greatest laptops. People will gather to program code, make artwork and music videos. As for Howden's blog, she says blogs are on their way out. Fortunately, she has a Twitter account. In San Rafael, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.